Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Norman Doidge's groundbreaking book, The Brain That Changes Itself, Stories of Personal Triumph from the Frontiers of Brain Science, introduces readers to the fascinating world of neuroplasticity through a series of compelling personal stories, scientific explanations, and vivid examples. Published as part of the James H. Silberman book series, and bearing the ASIN B000 QCNW. This work challenges the long-held belief that the brain's structure and function are fixed and unchangeable after a certain period of development. Doidge, a psychiatrist and psychoanalyst, eloquently narrates how the brain can reorganize itself throughout life in response to learning, experience, and injury. This book not only revolutionizes our understanding of the brain, but also offers hope and practical strategies for people with neurological conditions, educators, therapists, and anyone interested in the human brain's resilience and capacity for transformation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to change. The core concept of Norman Doidge's book revolves around neuroplasticity, the brain's remarkable ability to change its structure and function in response to experience, practice, and learning. Historically, scientists believed that after childhood, the brain's pathways were largely fixed, implying limited capacity for recovery from injury or adaptation to new learning in adulthood. Doidge challenges this notion by presenting research and stories, demonstrating that the brain remains highly adaptable throughout life. For instance, he discusses cases where stroke victims regain lost abilities, and individuals compensate for sensory deficits by developing enhanced capacities in other areas. This emerging understanding of neuroplasticity not only shifts the paradigm of brain science, but also opens up new possibilities for rehabilitation, learning, and even enhancing human performance. Secondly, rehabilitation and recovery. A significant portion of the brain that changes itself delves into the implications of neuroplasticity for rehabilitation and recovery from brain injuries and neurological conditions. Doidge presents various case studies where individuals have overcome debilitating conditions, not through traditional medical interventions, but through exercises and therapies designed to exploit the brain's plastic nature. For example, the book discusses innovative treatments for stroke survivors that encourage the remapping of brain functions to undamaged areas, thus facilitating recovery of movement and speech. Another notable area explored is the use of cognitive exercises to reverse symptoms of age-related cognitive decline and conditions such as dyslexia. These stories and findings suggest that with appropriate stimulation and practice, the brain can rewire itself, offering hope to many who previously thought their conditions were irreversible. Thirdly, the role of sensation and perception. Doidge extensively explores the relationship between sensation, perception, and brain plasticity. One of the book's key insights is that sensory experiences, what we see, hear, touch, smell, and taste, play a critical role in shaping the brain's structure and its capacities. Innovative therapies that modify sensory input or augment it with technology demonstrate significant transformations in cognitive and physical abilities. For instance, Doidge highlights the use of visual and auditory feedback tools to improve the balance and mobility of patients with vestibular disorders. This emphasis on sensory input and perception not only provides a deeper understanding of how the brain interacts with the environment, but also suggests therapeutic avenues that leverage sensory experiences to promote brain health and recovery. Fourthly, learning, memory, and the brain. Another pivotal topic in The Brain That Changes Itself is the connection between learning, memory, and neuroplasticity. Doidge illustrates how the process of learning new skills or information can physically alter the brain's structure, enhancing its ability to store and retrieve memory. The book offers inspiring examples of individuals who have employed specific learning strategies to dramatically improve their cognitive functions, including memory. These narratives are underpinned by scientific explanations of how learning stimulates the growth of new neuronal connections, thereby increasing the brain's capacity for memory and new skills. The implications for education and personal development are profound, suggesting that lifelong learning can significantly impact brain health and cognitive resilience. Lastly, psychological and emotional changes. Doidge doesn't shy away from the psychological and emotional dimensions of neuroplasticity. He posits that just as the brain can change in response to physical stimuli, It can also transform due to emotional and psychological experiences. Through stories of individuals overcoming anxiety, phobias, and even the after effects of trauma, Deutsch demonstrates the power of therapies that engage the brain's plasticity to heal emotional wounds. This aspect of the book touches on the intersection between neuroplasticity and mental health, offering a hopeful perspective for treating psychological disorders through approaches that harness the brain's inherent ability to adapt and change. The discussion extends beyond conventional treatments, suggesting an integrated approach that considers the individual's mental, emotional, and physical experience in the process of healing. In conclusion, Norman Deutsch's The Brain That Changes Itself is a must-read for anyone interested in the capabilities and resilience of the human brain. With its profound insights into neuroplasticity, the book offers hope to people diagnosed with neurological conditions, educators looking to enhance learning, therapists seeking innovative rehabilitation techniques, and individuals aiming to improve their cognitive functions. The compelling stories of personal triumph underscore the potential for transformation at any age, opening up new horizons in brain science and therapy. Beyond its scientific relevance, the book provides a powerful message about the human capacity for change and adaptation. It serves as a testament to the brain's remarkable ability to heal, learn, and evolve, making it an invaluable resource for understanding and tapping into our own cerebral potential. If you would like to support Norman Deutsch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.